Why the name Sherwood Forest?
Growing up, I was always a huge fan of Robin Hood. Like, he was my hero, so.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it the altruism of Robin Hood?
I guess so. Like, it was just from a young age, my parents introduced me to him. They put on the old Errol Flynn Adventures of Robin Hood movie, and he just became my hero. And since then, it's kind of stuck with me. It's kind of weird, but it's a guilty pleasure, except I'm not guilty.
Okay. So it started as sort of a solo project, mm-hmm. and it's evolved into, what, now a five-piece band?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you start bringing the other guys on board, or how did they kind of work their way in with you?
Well, it started with a friend of mine who's no longer a part of the band, but he's still a good friend of mine, Matt Martin. We were having a conversation about music and about what I was doing. We were like, you know what? What if we joined forces and made this, you know, more of a duo? We started working together on music and then thought, you know, why don't we bring in more people? So we brought in Matt Powers, our now electric guitarist, and I left for school in Nebraska for a while, and I kind of got this, you know, inspiration, you know, to do more music. So I, like, messaged both of them. I'm like, hey, guys, can we... I'm, like, feeling really serious about, you know, music in the band. So, like, once I come back, we want to, like, really take this seriously. The more we played, the more we just met more people and added on more. Because that's kind of, like, what I really wanted. I wanted more of a full sound.
Still my soul. What is this change that is happening now? What is this blame that's invading? To my skin.
The music business, it's a tough business.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
It's
a really tough business. You want to make a go of it.
Yeah,
and definitely. And you're giving it a shot.
Well, I grew up musical. It was just a real passion of mine. And as I grew up, it became more apparent that this was going to be, like, my main thing. So I'm just really committed to, you know, making a living out of it because it's something that I love doing, so... Why wouldn't I make a living out of what I love doing?
What kind of music were you drawn to when you were beginning to really get into music?
I grew up in a Christian home, and so my parents had got me, you know, into that kind of music, but they also got me into more of, like, the very old school music, like artists like Keith Green and the Imperials, and I really got into that. And going into my teen years, I got more into, like, alternative and indie kind of sounding music. And also basically anything that just sounds old. So, yeah, very diverse. Like, I could tell you, like, a whole bunch of different genres that...
Sounds like folk was definitely one of them.
Folk, but it didn't come until, like, my... Well, it's funny because it all started with this strategy PC game that I used to play called Stronghold. It's like a castle-building, medieval-type game, and I fell in love with it, but I also fell in love with the soundtrack and because it was more, like, Celtic folk kind of music. So I got into the very traditional kind of sounds like the Chieftains, mandolins, singer that I used to listen to, Andy Irvine, and that eventually branched into... You know, like when folk rock indie started becoming a thing, and I'm like, oh, wow, I really like this. So that's kind of how the whole folk thing started with me.
Well, let's talk about your music. You just released a 3-song EP,
mm-hmm.
Learning to Let Go. It's the first track, and I'm going to read you a couple of lyrics here. And, mm-hmm. and it says, I cried, I can't breathe, and I'm going to drown. You said, let go of the rope that's holding you down. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of an interesting lyric because rope doesn't hold you down. You're supposed to be lifted up by the rope, right?
Yeah. I guess the more mental picture is something that I'm trying to pull up. Like, I guess being in the water and there's something that I'm trying to pull out, but it's, like, too heavy and it's pulling me down. So that's kind of the mental picture there.
I cried, I can't breathe, and I'm going to drown. You said, let go of the rope that's holding you down. I'm trying to hold on with all of my might. You said there's not much room for a life of compromise.
past few years, I've kind of struggled with trying to, like, manage life. There are a lot of things that I just really wanted to hold on to because I thought that I could handle it. But I realized, you know, it was more something that I just needed to, you know, just let go.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're talking about you grew up in a Christian household, and that's still a very important part of who you are. Mm-hmm. The lyrics, at least on these three songs, aren't even overtly religious. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, talking about Jesus or talking about Christian themes. But is this something you're conscious of that you don't want to bring that in, or does that come in later? Or
I basically decided, you know, from the get-go that I wasn't going to be a Christian artist. If that makes sense. Like, I didn't want to box myself in that, I guess it's a genre.
Sure.
When I want to write songs, I want to be able to write about, you know, whatever's on my heart. And if that means my relationship with God, then sure, I'll write about it, you know, learning to let go. But if I want to write about, you know, like, relationships and just life in general, like Awaken Downtown, I'll go ahead and do that. I guess it's basically just creating art for art's sake, because I want to be able to express myself, because my faith in God isn't the only part of my life.
Well, you mentioned Awaken Downtown. I want to read you some more lyrics. This is another song about the night in reckless youth and how the lights lit up the street. Let's make another vow of how we'll never grow old. We were rebels of the night.
Mm.
It sounds like, as a young guy, you're already savoring your youth.
Yeah.
And maybe even your optimism a little bit.
Yeah, I can be a little nostalgic because I was just hanging out with my friends when I was over in Nebraska, and we were just basically what the song is describing. I guess the ecstasy of that moment really inspired me, and so I basically just went home and wrote a song about, you know, that experience and just being with friends in general and just having those moments of reckless youth.
Is another song about the night in reckless youth, how the lights lit up the street. Let's make another vow of how we'll never grow old.
You seem like a naturally optimistic person, or you're trying to make it a part of who you are. Where does that come from?
It's funny because I used to work at McDonald's. And
which one?
It was the one near Airport.
Okay.
By Buffalo Wild Wings in that area. I remember one of my coworkers like complaining, like, why is everyone, you know, like so cranky and everything? And I'm like, I'm happy. He's like, you're always happy, Clifford. I'm like, it's true. I don't know. I guess it's just my upbringing. I guess I tend to look negatively towards negativity, I guess.
Okay.
And I always try to be the positive person.
Do you feel it's an important part of your music that you be optimistic?
I hope that in the music that I write that it does have some sort of hopeful message to it. But I'm not always optimistic. I go through a lot of crap in my life, and sometimes I express that a lot in my songwriting. But I hope to leave ending the song on a more kind of hopeful note, kind of like in the song Infinim. I mean, I'm telling the story of this soldier who's dying in battle, but at the end of the song, he's hopeful to see his wife again in the afterlife. That seems to be a theme in a lot of my music, you know, starting with the negative, but ending on the positive, you know, on the more hopeful note.
Still my soul